Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Insect numbers and species are in serious decline around the world, according to several scientific reports, and this represents a threat to all life here on Earth, as insects provide many of the essential, if sometimes hidden, services for humankind. Sean Duke, science journalist, is here with me in studio. Sean, good evening.
Hi, Mary.
You've been looking at the state of health of insects here in Ireland, whether we can survive without them and what kinds of things ordinary people can do to help them. How many insect species are we talking about?
Well, in the world, Mary, there's about 1.5 million insect species that have been identified so far by scientists. But they suspect there's an awful lot more than that. They just haven't identified them because there's not that many of them, or we haven't seen them yet. But the way things are going, entomologists who study these things tell me that many insects could go extinct before they're even found. We humans, of course, are warm-blooded. We're mammals. And there are about 5,000 known mammal species in the world. So if you compare insects to mammals, there are about 300 known species of insect for every one known mammal species. Yet, as we all know, we give a lot more attention to our fellow mammals. Insects, unlike us and other mammals, they exist in every habitat on Earth, from the desert, the burning desert, to the frozen Siberian tundra. They're the bedrock upon which all living things exist, as they provide a range of these essential ecological services, nitty-gritty stuff that's hidden a lot of the time. And without them, ecosystems would just simply collapse and life would cease here on Earth. Now, we've heard about the important role, of course, that bees and butterflies play in the pollination of crops and flowers. That gets a lot of media attention. But that is crucial, as we know. But insects are also important for less glamorous jobs, if you like, decomposers, playing a role in returning dead organic plants and animals to the soil, like ourselves from which we came. They're also important for water filtration, pest control, waste decomposition, and the work is often invisible. Now, if we take just a simple, humble dung beetle, it gives you an example of, you know, a less heralded insect. This little creature, he breaks down dung from livestock, which would otherwise pollute and litter the Irish landscape and cover all the vegetation with dung and spread disease. But the dung beetle is struggling to survive because of exposure to pharmaceuticals and chemicals that are going through animals and ending up in the feces.
See, this is the stuff we don't like to think about, and hence we don't like to think about these insects. What is their state of health, though?
In Ireland, it's difficult to assess. I mean, scientists told me for this piece, there's about 11,000 species of insects here in Ireland that we know of. We don't have sufficient information to say for definite, and historically we haven't recorded insect populations like the British did, for example, these Victorian gentlemen who spent their days going around counting bees and other insects. That just didn't happen to the same extent in Ireland, but things are improving because people, citizen scientists, they call them, have got involved in recording insects, for example, for the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, and that's added to the work of scientists at the National Biodiversity Data Centre in Waterford. One key figure in all of this is Jane Stout. She's a professor in botany at Trinity College in Dublin. She's one of the main people involved in the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan. And she believes that the data that we have indicates that we do have a problem with our insects, including our pollinators.
For most Irish insects, we actually don't know what the current status is. For those that we do know something, we know that between 7 and 29% of the groups that have been assessed are threatened with extinction, which is huge. It's massive. So I am concerned about the current state of insects in Ireland, but we need to know more about them.
We need to know more. When do they start declining?
Well, they might have declined as far back as World War II or even further, when we started to eliminate insects because we saw them as unwanted pests. And the signs now, sadly, are that our campaign of extermination of insects is working. One expert I spoke to this week was David Goulson. He's a professor of biology at the University of Sussex. And he says that the problem dates back to the 1920s with the advent of what he called industrial farming. Now, there are about 50 insect species that he knows of that have gone extinct recently, but the numbers are declining across many species. And the problem is vast areas of habitat where insects lived have been destroyed. We've used excessive nitrates to try and get the soil more fertile. Pesticides, pollution in water and soils, This all means insects have less food and less places to live. But David Goulson said that we can, ordinary people can actually play a role in bringing back many insect species from the brink.
The good news is that it's something we can all get involved in. I have this kind of dream that we could turn our gardens and our villages and our towns and cities into a kind of giant network of insect nature reserves if we all gardened in a slightly more insect-friendly way. I've actually written a book about it called The Garden Jungle, or you can look at my various YouTube videos about how to make your garden friendly for insects by planting the right plants and so on. So it's not too late, but we really need to get cracking if we're going to ensure a future for these little creatures.
We need to get cracking. Is there a danger that we could push these populations beyond this tipping point and they won't recover?
We could, Mary. It's a scary story. It's like the climate story. We know we're pushing the situation, but we don't know whether we're causing irreparable damage. It's worrying that a couple of major studies have showed what some people are calling an insectageddon, which essentially is mass extinction of insects. Now, other scientists that I spoke to say the problem has been somewhat overblown, thankfully, and I'll leave that last positive word on this with Dr. Manu Saunders. She's an ecologist based at the University of New England in Australia. She told me that it's not justifiable just yet to say that we have an insectageddon taking place.
Armageddon is a very strong word with lots of connotations. I'd hesitate to use that word to describe the declines that have been documented for some insect taxa in the Northern Hemisphere countries. I think it's more useful to focus on the impacts, the human impacts that we already know are affecting insect populations negatively, like habitat clearing and pesticide use. In Australia, we have a lot less data available and especially a lot fewer long-term data sets than countries in the Northern Hemisphere. Most of our insects are still undescribed and we know very little about the distribution and ecology of most of our native Australian species.
Manu Saunders, ending Sean Duke's report for the programme. That